So welcome to the first part of this recording. And the question I'd like to ask you is, wouldn't it be really good if you could change the state you're in at will? And what I mean by a state is how you feel within yourself and how you connect to the resources within you that help you the most. So a positive state would be one that accesses positive resources within you, which puts you in a positive and resourceful state. And conversely, a negative state would be one that connects with aspects that are not particularly helpful for you and where you don't feel good. So wouldn't it be really good if you could access your best qualities and most useful resources at any time you wanted, so that you are in total and complete control over how you felt when you wanted to feel it? See, now I learned that I was in charge of my own state many, many years ago. I was particularly fortunate in that I had exposure when I was growing up to someone who was highly influential and who taught me that I could exercise control over my own state of mind or state of being. And so it was a bit of a revelation to me to discover that the vast majority of people in life simply accept the way they're feeling and surrender themselves to the feelings they have at any given time. Now, if you're still not convinced you can do this, then let me give you an example that might allow you to see how this works so you can get a feel for how you can use it. Now, I know someone who used to get really, really irate when caught behind someone driving slowly. They were one of those drivers who, when caught in a traffic jam or behind someone who wasn't getting up to the speed limit, they would get frustrated and angry and their blood pressure would rise and their language, well, I won't repeat it, but I'm sure you can imagine. And you probably know someone like this. And when in this situation, they would sometimes take stupid risks to get just one car in front. Now, their wife sitting in the passenger seat wouldn't be getting wound up at all. So the question I have for you is this. Was the situation making the driver, in this case, frustrated and angry? Or was the driver choosing to react in a certain way? You see, if it was a situation, then both the driver and the passenger would have to get frustrated and angry. Now, they might, but not everyone does. So it can't be the situation at all. Because I would go as far to say that we all react differently to situations. And if that's the case, then we must all be choosing to react in the way that we've learned. Now, I'd like to make a distinction here, and one that's very, very important, because when I say that we choose how we feel, I don't mean to imply that we consciously choose. In fact, the vast majority of the time, and certainly when experiencing negative emotion, probably all of the time, we actually choose unconsciously. In other words, we feel a certain way about something, and the first thing we know about it is when we get the feeling, by which time we've unconsciously already made the choice. We haven't consciously made the choice at all. Now, some people may call this conditioning, and I think that a conditioned response is really just an unconscious response to a specific stimulus. And if you think about it, in order for you to respond to that stimulus, you need to have chosen the appropriate response, which takes us right back to unconscious choice. So, by accepting that on some level, whether consciously or unconsciously, we choose our state of mind, then it puts us back in control of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. You see, because if you're not in control, then who is? Because no one can actually make you think anything. And you have to think about something to feel it and act on it. In psychology, this is known as the external and internal locus of control. A person with an external locus of control will believe that their life is guided by others, that they're not in control of life and that other people make them think, feel, and in extreme cases, control their actions. Whilst a person with an internal locus of control will believe that they're in control of their thoughts, their feelings, and their actions, and consequently act in a way to influence their surroundings in a way that's positive for them. If you can imagine a chart where at one end there is total responsibility for your thoughts, feelings and actions, and at the other end there is a lack of control and responsibility or irresponsibility. So the question is, which end of the chart do you think leads to a successful and contented life? The answer, of course, is the end of responsibility. The end that allows you to choose your state and how you feel about yourself. Now, one final thing. I'm not saying what an appropriate state is for any given situation. I've had people ask me, well, if I lose someone who I'm close to, can I not feel sad? Well, you know what, if I lost someone close to me, then I think I would want to choose feel sad because I would feel that's an appropriate emotion. I wouldn't probably want to feel sad all the time and for the rest of my life, but there would be a period where I think it would be an appropriate state to be in. So I'm not saying what state you should be in, because I think you probably know what states are helpful and are useful for you and which ones aren't. What we're aiming to do is allow you to choose the most resourceful states for you to be in at any time, and hence give you back the control in your life so that you can feel confident whenever you like. Okay, so enough about states, because in a moment we're going to set up a really powerful and positive resource state for you, one that you'll be able to access at any time you want, no matter where you are or what you're doing, which will put you back in the driving seat of your life and how you feel. It will allow you to feel positive and confident within yourself at the push of a button. Okay, so if you're ready, let's get started.